This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
he's saying that the president was like Stalin in the way in which he's behaving. I mean, Senator Flake is done. He can't get reelected. He is continuing to run his mouth. He is a sordid, just absolute attack dog against the Trump administration.
Senator Flake should be ashamed of himself. My parents lived under a Stalinist regime. My father was arrested and tortured and put in prison by a Stalinist regime. This man has no moral compass left anymore. Senator Flake has just insulted all those people who have died or suffered under true Stalinist regimes. He has become a parody of a politician.
And, you know, what is this deal between the Mormons and President Trump? Not only Jeff Flake basically going after him, but also Mitt Romney today. Let's put up the full screen of what he said today. This is a man who hasn't even yet announced he's running in Utah for Senate. The poverty of an aspiring immigrant's nation of origin is as irrelevant as their race. The sentiment attributed to POTUS is inconsistent with America's history. Antithetical to American values, may our memory of Dr. King buoy our hope for unity, greatness, and charity for all. I mean, that is pure nonsense as he attacks the president. The part he had to write at the end was he, of course, had to quote Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I don't think this is about the Church of the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. I think this is about people who are politically irrelevant, Lou, and who want to be relevant and are desperate. Let me just tell Mitt Romney something. All men are created equal in the image of God, but guess what? Not all nations are equal. That's why we have people risking their lives on handmade rafts to come to America. America is the greatest nation on God's earth, and some other countries are hellholes. That's just a fact.
Well, hellholes is, I believe it was Lindsey Graham who referred to some countries that way. What is going on? You've got suddenly a bunch of prigs and prudes talking like they're from, 18th, maybe 17th, century. England.
This is Lou Dobbs and Sebastian Gorka talking about Jeff Flake and what he had to say from the well of the Senate and talking about the president and attacking the president for his words, and that now he's going to be the champion of truth, concerned that maybe Donald Trump's pushback on the media is unfair and despotic. But the fact of the matter is that, yes, we would hope for a free press, that's also responsible and fair. When you have 90% of its reporting negative about this president, about our president of the United States, you know, something's out of balance. It is no longer a free press. It has shackled itself to an ideology, and what has clearly come out in research, Senator Flake, if you're pursuing the truth, and that is, look at who is controlling the editorial chairs and the distribution of news. Who's making the decision in these institutions? The research demonstrates is that it's not fair-minded, objective editors. They are partisans, and so what gets cleared are things that fit their agenda and that is consistent with the progressive movement. That is coming out loud and clear. I mean, there's some things that you just cannot deny. It is so blatant. And I'm trying to understand where Jeff Flake is coming from in this whole situation. And I can't help but think that his objectivity and his bias has been so conditioned by the Beltway and by the inner sanctum of the echo chamber in which he resides. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here on this very independent, yes, and fresh every day radio show, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We always love to hear from you, good, bad, and different. You're a little feisty these days, and that's good. I love it. I love the passion. But beyond the words, help me understand where you are coming from. Just shouting expletives, that's one thing. You know, like everything else, that says that you're connected to your passion. I understand that. But let's deal with substance if we can, okay? To this end, Julio Rivera is joining us. He is of Puerto Rican descent. He is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, small business consultant and a featured columnist with Newsmax.com, Lives of That, and the Washington Times. Julio, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am fantastic, Bill. It's a real pleasure to be on with you.
I'll tell you, it's an honor to have you here because I've been looking for a spokesperson to give us some clarity on what is going on with Puerto Rico. Our prayers remain after the country has been so ravaged after the last hurricane in 2017, and it's been an uphill battle. The people, what they've been subjected to, the numbers of people that, if we can say in the current vernacular, have found themselves in a bit of a hellhole, and about 80%, some number like that, I mean, some extraordinary number, has left Puerto Rico and come to the security of the United States. So clearly something is wrong here, and we need to get to the bottom of it, and hopefully you can help us understand.
Well, basically, I mean, Puerto Rico is a victim of systematic corruption over generations. I mean, quite frankly, what wound up happening, and this is more to the point, and I've written a column about this for the Washington Times. Puerto Rico could have come back and been really strong economically and, been in a much better situation to deal and better equipped to deal with, the hurricane seasons, which are perpetual. I mean, they happen every year.
Right.
What wound up happening is the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, known as PREPA, had borrowed a lot of money from banks. They had sold public bonds, and they were supposed to redo the electrical grid.
Infrastructure
there, which is quite antiquated. People don't really remember this, but I do, but before Hurricane Irma, which was not really the devastating hurricane, Hurricane Irma was huge. It did more damage to Florida. It didn't really hurt Puerto Rico. But before it even touched down, the day of, 300,000 PREPA customers had lost their power. That tells you what kind of flimsy shape, the electrical grid was at that point. Now, you know, Hurricane Maria obviously decimated it, but the funds had been raised by PREPA to actually do the work, you know, to bring it into modernization where it would have been, you know, hurricane-proofed and things of that nature. They never did that. Nobody knows where that money is.
Yes.
And PREPA has been involved in a whole bunch of scandals over, you know, the last 10 or 15 years or so. One of them was in particular, that was particularly bad, was they were purchasing sludge oil from Venezuela and selling it for three times its cost to Puerto Rican customers and going ahead and kicking back those profits to local Puerto Rican politicians. So it's basically, you know, the typical banana republic culture.
Right.
Very, very corrupt. And that's actually the reason why people did not come to Puerto Rico to take advantage of what's known as Act 20 of 2012. You know, Donald Trump made a lot of noise by bringing our corporate tax rates here down on the mainland from 35% to 21%.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know for companies, you know, going into Puerto Rico, whether they're coming in from the United States or internationally, they can come in and take advantage of this Act 20 of 2012, which gives them effectively a 4%.
Yes, exactly.
Corporate tax rate and
right.
The ability to write off several different taxes, things like, you know, business property taxes. The people who are actually, you know, bringing in the business can write off up to 90% of their income for their personal taxes. It's basically like, you know, a wonderful tax haven
mm-hmm.
for anybody.
It was a great incentive. It was a great incentive, and coming out of the Obama administration, one of the rare positive incentives that came out to do something that could really address this particular problem. But unfortunately, it seemed that it lacked any kind of accountability and supervision.
Well, what wound up happening was, if, let's say you want to go to some place and you want to bring up a factory, you know, you want to build a factory, you want to do manufacturing, you want to do any type of business. I mean, obviously, you need to know that you can rely on your electric.
Right.
You know, let's say you have a factory and, you know, your power goes out and you can't produce for several days, several weeks, several months. Guess what? Your business goes under. You go bankrupt under those circumstances. So even as attractive as a 4% corporate tax rate is and writing off 90% of your personal taxes, people weren't lining up to go to Puerto Rico because they couldn't count on it. They couldn't count on being able to do business in Puerto Rico. And that's quite frankly a failure of PREPA. And, you know, right now what I would like to see is, you know, the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions, Washington, D.C., go in there and investigate exactly what happened. People need to be brought to justice because, listen, there's people dying in Puerto Rico as a result of the fallout of, you know, these hurricanes and the fact that it's been so long. And a lot of the island still doesn't have electricity. I know personally my mother, she's going to be coming from Puerto Rico to come here to the mainland. But where she lives in Barceloneta, which is, you know, kind of an urbanized area. There's a lot of, you know, they have a big mall. It's like a chain of outlets.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to their local economy.
Right.
That town still doesn't have electricity.
Oh,
so, I mean, you know, it's crazy. I was there for 2 weeks. My father, unfortunately, had passed away. Kind of, I mean, he's not going to be counted as part of the death toll because of the way that they're counting it.
Uh-huh.
But technically, I mean, his demise was exacerbated and sped up by the conditions that he was living under, you know, over the last, you know, 6 weeks of his life. And, you know, it was really bad. I saw a lot of suffering. I saw a lot of people, you know, but I also saw, you know, what's one thing I did see that was inspirational? I saw people coming together. It actually really reminded me of, you know, how important family is.
Exactly.
Sticking together and fighting through difficult times, because that's kind of how my family is getting through it over there right now.
Well, the challenge that you have, as you say, for so many years, Puerto Rico has been so, there's these corrupt areas, and they've got to be addressed, and I'm not sure that your governor, he seems to be very forthright and I think genuinely concerned about these issues, but we've got to find a way to support him and to support the other families of Puerto Rico that want to get, that want to get this country back on track, but it is a... it's a humongous proposition here right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, I mean, Rosello needs a lot more than just, money right now. What he needs to do is he needs to conduct it. If he really wants to help Puerto Rico, conduct his own internal investigation into the activities of those politicians that were working with PREPA.
Do they have the wherewithal internally to be able to do that?
It just takes the will to actually want to do it. I'm telling you, it's very corrupt, and I don't necessarily trust Rosello either. I mean, he's a guy that's made a lot of mistakes, you know, since the hurricane actually hit, as far as
right.
he handled many things.
Well, when we come back from the break, Julio, I want to unwrap that some more, because obviously there are many Americans here on the mainland that have supported Puerto Rico and want to continue to do so.
Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Julio Rivera continues. Julio, as we were talking off air, you'd mentioned that you've written many times about pardoning Christian Saucier and all that this young man has endured. You know, it's quite a travesty compared to Hillary Clinton and the lack of investigation, the compromise of national security, yet what this young man did early on in his career that was found out some 11 years later, and he ends up getting kicked out of the military, which is what he was living for and enjoying doing. He had risen in the ranks. Everything goes down the basic toilet, as they say. And as if that's not bad enough, he has to spend a year in jail. So this really smacks in the face of all the hypocrisy with the Clinton Foundation or Hillary Clinton and the abuse of Secret Service, top secret information that was, peddled over a private server.
Yeah, and I mean, this was just a classic case of prosecutorial activism. I think that, there was so much abuse as far as, there was leaking and, mishandling of classified information. Obviously, we all know about the unsecured server that Hillary Clinton maintained. Mm-hmm. And, yet now you tie into Huma Abedin, her top aide, putting, a secret information on her perverted husband, right, Anthony Weiner's laptop. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm, this is what caused a lot of divide, I think, in the FBI. And that was actually, was the reason why Comey had basically effectively lost his ability to control the Bureau effectively. That was the reason why Trump fired him, and just a lot of things. But when you take a look at what they were doing under the Obama administration, what they were doing is if somebody like Christian, who did something that was very benign, he took six photographs in a low level of classification area within the sub. This was, information and technology. Believe me, the Ruskies already have this information. This right. is kind of antiquated, nuclear submarine technology. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything in those photographs that, was something that would be considered genuinely sensitive right. information.
Well, the phone was found in a trash can. He had thrown the phone away.
Exactly. Nope. It wasn't transmitted to, some sort of
to Chelsea Manning. It wasn't, or Wikipedia or anything like that.
Yes, or WikiLeaks, exactly. That did not happen whatsoever.
Yeah, WikiLeaks, yes.
Form. But what you wound up happening is you had an Obama-appointed federal prosecutor go ahead and try to, burn this guy, send him to the gallows for something that was, quite frankly, very benign. Mm-hmm. And it was basically them trying to say, listen, we're taking a hardline stance on this. But they really weren't, because they were allowing people like Hillary Clinton to get away with things that were far more egregious.
Exactly.
So, I mean, listen, and from being in the military myself, I know that something like this would have been handled through non-judicial punishment.
Exactly.
Somebody like Christian would have been brought before, the commanding officer of the base. They probably would have went, reduced him in rank. He was a first-class petty officer.
Exactly.
He was somebody who gave 11 years of honorable service to the United States Navy. They could have reduced him in rank one time. They would have given him a fine. They could have given him restriction or something right. like that, but not a year in prison, not take away his career and kind of destroy his life in the manner in which they did. And Donald Trump himself has brought this up several times.
Well, he needs to pardon him. And this is why we have a petition at our website at BillMartinezLive.com so that we can, deliver this to the president. And I know there's other petitions that are out there as well. And we hope to unite these petitions so that we can come in with the big number to the president and say, look, you need to pardon this young man. Because the other thing is that's failing to be reported here, Julio, is the fact that there were two other men that did the same thing, and all they got was just a summary judgment, just as you suggested. One is now an officer.
Exactly. Yes. So it would send a message. Donald Trump, it's a win-win. If
yes.
Donald Trump wants to score points with our men and women of uniform, the heroes that defend our country, what he needs to do is let them know that they will not be used as pawns for political gain. They're not going to sit there and have their careers sacrificed because of, political opportunism.
Exactly.
They matters like this will be handled internally in the manner in which they should be. And nobody's disputing that Christian maybe did something that he shouldn't have done, but he shouldn't have lost his career over it. He shouldn't have gone to jail over it. It shouldn't be destroying his family.
Well, it's a loss for us. I mean, look at all the money we invested in Christian. You know, as you say, he had risen to an E6. He had ambition. This was a career proposition for him. And suddenly, I mean, he loses everything. And it's bad enough to lose it, but he doesn't go back to the very beginning. He actually starts way behind the starting line because he's lost his dignity. He's got, you know, a bad record that he's got to carry along and explain. I mean, this is wrong on so many levels. Julio, let's get back. I want to talk about what's going on in Puerto Rico and how do we move forward here? Because as you say, your mother's coming. She's, you know, coming to America on a visit. And there are so many like your mom that continue to live with the results and the effects of the hurricane, the 2017 hurricane there that devastated the island. Yes, there's some, you know, infrastructure. Structure of corruption that needs to be addressed, but it's almost like it's like we need a new sheriff to really come in and turn things upside down here, if that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, ultimately, I think what's going to save Puerto Rico is kind of, you know, having the Justice Department come in, do their investigations. Whoever is responsible for enabling PREPA, as well as those PREPA officials, they basically robbed the banks, robbed the bonds, you know, the bondholders.
Yes.
You know, those type of people, they need to be held accountable for it. And as far as bringing back Puerto Rico, my thing is this. I don't want Puerto Rico to become a state because it's automatically going to be, you know, a two Democrat, you know, senators. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be negative for America as a whole. I don't want Puerto Rico to become a separate country because, you know, it would be even worse for the people. What I want them to do is remain as a commonwealth. But what you need is you need private sector investment coming in there. You need the federal government to say, we're going to marginalize PREPA. We're going to allow, you know, for this Act 20 of 2012, this corporate tax, we're going to make a guarantee that we're going to extend it for a period of about 10 to 15 years and mm-hmm. then allow private sector investment to come in and redo the power grid, you know, and,
right.
and let, you know, new businesses come in and let Puerto Rico flourish in the manner. And I use the example of Ireland. In Ireland, they have a 12% corporate tax, which is three times what Puerto Rico can offer people. But mm-hmm. businesses are flooding to Ireland. They're flooding to Ireland because there's not a culture of corruption in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And the infrastructure energy-wise is very strong. You're not going to have those types of problems that present themselves in Puerto Rico in Ireland.
Yeah, it's about trust, just as you said and you pointed out, Julio, expertly, because, you know, business will go where it is invited and where it has a fair chance to win. If it can't be successful, regardless of 4%, you could say 0% tax, you could sweeten the pie even more so. I don't know how you can, because it's a pretty sweet offering, but it's not, it's not insured. And that's what you're saying. And it needs the insurance and assurance, by the U.S. government to go in, clean this stuff out, and as you say, marginalize PREPA, not only PREPA, but all the other corrupted elements there in the island, if that's possible.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's going to be the only thing that's going to save Puerto Rico. You talk about draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
I mean, Puerto Rico is one of the only places I could think of that makes Washington, D.C. look like a relatively honest place.
Wow.
I mean, it's been really, really, really bad. And it's been really, really, really bad for a long time. You know, it's time to clear out all these guys. The people should say enough is enough here.
Right.
But unfortunately, I mean, these Democrats, you know, or these leftist-leaning, you know, the actual political parties in Puerto Rico are very left-leaning. They're, you know, tantamount, I guess, to, like, Democratic Socialist or Democrat, you know, or the left here in our country. I mean, I guess it's...
Right.
You know, kind of pretty much lateral to them. You know, they're very good at fooling the people. They're very good at lying to the people. They make Donald Trump the villain in all this somehow.
Of course.
Even though it was mere corruption, that is the reason why the island still has not come back.
Well, Julio, I look forward to having you back because I want to be kept up to date as to what's going on here. Julio Rivera is of Puerto Rican descent, the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, small business consultant and a feature columnist as well. Julio, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day and independent, right? 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thank you so much. Hey, like Donald Trump, you know, when you're beholden to somebody, you have got to kowtow to their perspective and their agenda. But this is, you know, what gives us, you know, a special opportunity in terms of being independent is that we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It's quite interesting. We've had a couple of guests on going, you can ask that question. You can talk about that. Well, yeah, we can, you know, pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, I don't want to get fixated like some of these people and media outlets have gotten over, you know, some derogatory terms. I mean, there's no need to spend a bunch of time on curse words as all of a sudden, like you have, you know, some sort of opportunity and port of entry here in which you can use abusive language. Look, I believe we should be civil. There should be a higher calling and an ambition. You know, we don't want our kids to be talking that way. You know, kind of amazing. Earlier this week, we spoke with Bob Waliszewski with Focus on the Family, and he runs amongst the Media and Culture Department, also the PluggedIn.org department. And he was sharing with me the number 4 top song in the country today. And you go to the video, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I mean, it was, you talk about misandry, you talk about sexual harassment, the whole impact that some of the music and things that are coming into the culture, what it is telling our kids, the fact that there were so many views, I was astounded. I mean, look, it was like 83 million people had viewed this video. I mean, you watch a portion, you know, like I say, even watching a portion of this video, and you just want to go out and
find the hottest water you can and just bathe yourself in it, because you just can't get cleaned up fast enough over the vulgarity and what is shared. And it's amazing, because this is right smack dab in the middle of this hashtag MeToo movement. But if we're not going to have an appreciation for how it should be and how women, how men, how our culture should be respected, you know, and if we want to continue to, accept, you know, this kind of, whether it's language spoken out in public, music, movies, and promote and tell these distributors that it's okay, then you have the mess that we're dealing with today. And in the midst of it, we're saying, hey, we don't want that. Well, how much of that don't we want? With us right now, I'm glad that he's back with us. Dr. Kevin Lehman joins us right now, New York Times bestselling author. You've known him. He's world famous, internationally known psychologist, New York Times bestselling author of more than 50 books. And we're going to talk about his book. This is a follow-up conversation that we had last year, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. Dr. Kevin Lehman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thank you. To you, too. It's off and running.
It is, absolutely. You know, I had to chuckle a bit because I knew we were going to be talking, being since that you are the internationally known psychologist. I couldn't help but think of you very quickly when Dr. Ronnie Jackson was evaluating the president and they were talking about his mental acuity. And he kind of just put that off and said, well, that's that's tabloid psychology.
Yeah, it is. You know, they had some nut on from I think it was Yale University, a woman, and she was doing this diagnosis. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. They should take away her license to practice.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's like, you know, here it is. You got this doctor who I think he has been the doctor for the last three presidents, including, you know, their cherished Barack Obama. And the Dems say, look, we want a second opinion. They didn't like it, especially when the doctor said, hey, he's so healthy, he's not only good for this four, but he'll be good for another four.
Yeah, I know. I had a chuckle and laugh at all that. You know, it's interesting. I've had the privilege of talking to Eric Trump, you know, president's son.
Right.
And I told someone this morning, if you would meet Eric and you didn't know his last name, and someone asked you, what kind of parent did this guy have? Mm-hmm. You would say wonderful parents, because the guy is thoughtful of other people. He's sincere. He's courteous. And he's very smart on top of that. And, you know, quite frankly, President Trump could, he could cure cancer, as his son said.
Right.
And the far left would still find ways of criticizing his cancer cure.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'm glad you brought up the Trump family, because I was thinking about that as well today. What an example the kids are. You know, you talk about making children mind without losing yours. You know, what the Trumps were able to do and the legacy that they have and the example that these kids represent out there right on down the line, you know, each one of the kids, well, that says something. Possibly that there is a different way, and this has happened. I mean, the Trump kids were raised the same time, you know, we were raising our kids in the midst of this cultural revolution, the loving the one you're with, and sex, drugs, rock and roll, and this crazy music that's going on. You know, Kevin, I was just talking about the number four song in the country right now that's out there that has over 83 million views. It's so disgusting and raunch, all about, you know, sex and sex for money, and the women participating with this. You know, it's just insane. That is part of the of the color that's being thrust upon our culture right now and our kids.
Well, here's the problem, though. Parents today continue to rear kids like they're the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're knocking themselves out trying to make sure their kid is happy at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said many times, an unhappy child is a healthy child.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times your son, your daughter, has to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there were many times when Donald Trump was rearing those boys and daughters as well. I mean, those kids learned to give back to the family. They learned what work was all about. And I always tell people when I'm speaking, I'll ask for a show of hands of people who grew up on a farm. And I'll get a few hands up, and I'll make the statement, okay, you guys are dismissed for the day. Because I'm not going to be able to teach you an awful lot.
Right.
Because you learned on the farm that cooperation is key. Everybody works. Everybody pulls the rope in the same direction. And that's not happening in our homes, Bill, across America, that's for sure.
What happened, Kevin? Where did the paradigm shift take place?
I think it started in the 60s, myself. It's been a long time coming. But, again, when I'm speaking someplace, I'm trying to think where I go next, Bakersfield, I'll have people come up to me. And it happens every place I go. Oh, Dr. Lehman, we're so glad you're here because we too want happy, happy children. And I'm reminding parents that that's not the goal, to have a happy child.
Right.
You want to grow a responsible child. So the question is, are you rearing a kid or are you really rearing an adult? And the reality is you're rearing an adult.
Exactly.
So, but, you know, 12-year-olds. What could 12-year-olds do in the American home today? I think 12-year-olds could pay every bill in your family online, probably do a better job than you, parent. But what a great way, realistically, to show a kid what a mortgage payment looks like.
Exactly.
What rent payment looks like, a car payment. I call it reality discipline and making children mind without losing yours. But see, that reality is missing from the American landscape of parenting today. We snowplow the roads of life for children. And too many of us are too authoritarian with our kids. We run extremes from the authoritarianism that you and I grew up with to permissiveness. And either extreme produces rebellion in kids. And so being an authoritative parent is where we want parents to be.
Exactly. Well, there's a lot to be said about being productive. And I think we're seeing this on a grander level, maybe you might say on a macro level in this country, because I sense that America is, its happiness quotient is rising with its ability to be more productive. I mean, our country was languishing at less than 2% GDP. We get a leader who comes in the country and says, that's unacceptable. I think we can get it up to 4 and 5. They laughed at him, and inside of the first year, we're 3% GDP, and I think you got Americans more happier than ever, more recently anyway. Dr. Kevin Lehman is with us. We're talking about his new book. More from him on the other side of the break. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506, 855-301-5506, 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you mean the worries. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we got to hold them accountable, and that's what we have to do, even with our kids, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Kevin Lehman remains with us. We're grateful for that. His latest book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, he revised the edition because I think some people were still losing their mind, and we needed to bring them back into check. Right, Kevin?
Well, you know, it sold over a million copies for a reason. And
yes.
I'll give you some insight into publishers. They'll release a book and say it's revised, and they've done a little internal edit here and there and call it revised.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that I spent almost 9 months going through this book and totally revising it because there's a whole generation of young parents today who don't have a clue as to how to rear a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And being an authority without being an authoritarian is almost a work of art, because the two can be very similar, but it's received differently from the parent who is in authority, but not the authoritarian. And you and I probably grew up in authoritarian homes.
Mm-hmm.
You had parents who said things like, hey, you gonna do what I tell you to do, mm-hmm. as long as you live under this roof.
Exactly.
Hey, you want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about. Okay, most of us can identify with that.
Right, exactly.
But being an authority says, you know, when the 14-year-old is just absolutely nasty to her sister and to her brother, and then 20 minutes later, hey, Mom, can you drive me to the mall? That's the time for vitamin M.
Mm-hmm.
No, honey, I don't feel like driving you anywhere. Mom, what is wrong with you? You always drive me to the mall. Honey, I don't feel like driving you to the mall. Let the kid work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when the kid's little heart and ears are open, pummel the little sucker with the truth.
Yeah.
That I'm unhappy with the way you treated your sister and brother. I don't like your attitude. And no, I'm not driving anywhere. Well, the kid will apologize if they're smart. Hey, Mom, I'm sorry about what I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now,
they will come around.
At that point, will cave.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, honey, I'm glad you can apologize. That's important. And they'll drive them to the mall. Well, that's the wrong move, parent. That's not discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is, honey, I'm glad you apologized. That's good to know you can do that. Well, Mom, can you drive me to the mall now? No, honey, I told you I'm not driving you to the mall today. Tomorrow's another day. We'll start fresh tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's discipline.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, as you said earlier, and I want to make sure our parents catch this, and that is that their business is not to make their children happy. I think that's the big lie that we pursue, is that we think we need to have happy children. And that really turns the tables in all the wrong direction. It focuses us on all the wrong things, to where, as you say, we avoid discipline, and we're trying to move to happiness to such a degree that we miss the important lessons that that young child needs to learn.
Yeah, you know, I'm a football nut. And the University of Arizona just fired our head football coach, and we hired a new one by the name of Randy Sumlin, who was the head coach at Texas A&M of late. And I was with two of his kids last night for about a half an hour, and having fun with them and talking to them. But I told him later that evening at a reception, I said, you know, coach, I just spent a half hour with your kids, and you got very nice, respectful kids who know the words please and thank you and nice to meet you. Well, when he left Texas A&M, he left with $10 million in his pocket. He just signed a $14.5 million contract with the University of Arizona. So he's got all the things of life. But I can tell you one thing Randy did with his wife, he raised four good kids.
Yeah.
So how did he do that? By giving them everything they ever wanted? Obviously not. I'm telling you, this is so simple. And that's what makes the book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, such a worthy little book. When I go and do CEO training, or I speak to young presidents' organizations, CEOs who make millions of dollars, the principles that I share with them basically come out of The Way of the Shepherd, which is the leadership book I did,
right,
a five-star rated book, by the way, on Amazon, and The Birth Order book, and Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours.
Yeah.
They're principles at work. It's simple. It's not rocket science.
Exactly what you say. And but we got to get through the process, because, in other words, we've got to relearn a little bit, don't we?
I think so. I mean, kids are hedonistic little suckers. On the back of the book, it says, we have seen the enemy and they are small.
Yes, exactly.
And they're unionized. And,
yeah.
And I'm just telling parents, these little suckers will work you. They'll play like a violin.
Well, and when you say they're unionized, I mean, I don't know if they have a special class in schools, but some of these kids have the audacity to say, well, I'll call the police. You know,
well, they learn it. I mean, you know, the kids are having a pillow fight in the back bedroom, and your wife says, John, would you do something? And so John, the husband, gets up, and he charges through the room, and he opens up the door. He says, no, I've had it. Who started it? And they point at each other. And he makes a fool of himself, slams the door, and says, and that's final. What do the kids do behind closed doors? They're trying to keep their laughter in.
Exactly, right.
They're saying, did you see the veins pop on his neck? I never saw him pop out that far before. I mean, I think kids have they have an agenda.
Yeah.
And their agenda is to needlessly engage us in their life. Am I saying don't engage your kids? No, in fact, I'm telling parents every time I get a chance, hey, don't ask your kids questions. Kids are like husbands. We hate our wives' questions. We hate the Y word.
Right.
We hate it. The worst thing you can say to a husband is, honey, we need to talk. I mean, we just shut down when we hear that. Well, kids are the same way. Believe me, if I don't ask my kid questions, how do I get any information out of them?
Exactly.
Say, honey, can I ask your opinion about something?
Yeah.
Same thing with ladies to husbands. You say, Bill, could I tap into your logical A comes before B mind? I need your opinion about something. I need your help. Well, most Bills of the world will open up their heart, mind, and they'll keep talking.
Exactly.
But ask them a question, they'll shut down. So when your kid comes home from school today and you say, well, how was your day today at school, honey? What are they going to say? Fine. What'd you do in school today? Nothing.
Yeah.
And then they go to their bedroom, they lock it in three places. They get out their cell phone, they text their buddies like a woodpecker that's got a bad case of ADHD.
Exactly. Yeah, they're pouring out their brains and their minds and everything else. So the question when that child comes through the door is what?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
If the kid looks like they're forlorn, wow, looks like a rough day. Hey, if you want to talk about it later, I'm around. That's all.
Right.
The kids will tell you. I mean, you know, kids actually want us engage with them, but you need to know how to engage a kid.
The rules of engagement.
You can't interrogate them.
No, exactly. In your book, you address how to really be your child's best friend. Unwrap that for us.
Yeah, it means, you know, stand in authority. Let your no be no, your yes be yes. Follow through, be consistent. Let your actions speak louder than your words. You know, once you cave to a kid, the kid figures you out real quickly.
Mm, right.
They figure you're all bark and no bite.
Mm.
So there's got to be follow through and discipline. Again, I'm a nut on football. I talk with a head coach every week in the NFL.
Mm.
And we talk about life and football and accountability. And at any level, I don't care what you do in life.
Mm.
It all gets down to relationships. Josh McDowell once said something so profound, I stole it from him. And Josh only said one profound thing in his entire life, as I recall.
You marked it down.
but it was so good, I stole it from him. He said, rules without relationship lead to rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people they're sold out to rules. They just think rules are the way to govern everything. Well, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's no relationship, no one's going to buy into the rules that you, in a godlike fashion, have pulled out and say, these are the rules we live by. So it's all about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I had breakfast with a friend this morning from Portland, Oregon, in a restaurant. And he looked at me after I had become best friends with our waitress within 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Lehman, you haven't changed. I said, Doug, always make a friend.
Yes.
Always make a friend. Be different. You know, don't be afraid to have some fun with people. It'll draw people toward you.
Right.
Think of people that Bill Martinez respects in life. What are the qualities that these people have? Are they approachable? I bet they are.
Yeah, they are.
Are they good listeners? I mean, I always say if you see a turtle on a fence post, you know he didn't get there by himself.
Exactly.
But if you look back in your life, Bill Martinez, you tell me how many people believed in you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need more than one hand to count those people.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the parent who believes in their kid expects the best of their kid and yet is smart enough to discipline them when they need it. There's your smart parent.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the challenge and opportunity, and this is why you need to get your hands on Dr. Kevin Lehman's book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. We got the revised edition. Over 1 million copies have already been sold. This will bless you. Dr. Lehman, for the parent that says, look, I'm so far gone, I've had so many bad habits, you know, how can I possibly redeem the situation here? And we've only got about 45 seconds left. I'm sorry, but I'm going to...
Well, the quick answer is read a book called Have a New You by Friday, where I talk about teaching people how to change behavior by just thinking your way to a different type of reaction or response to people you love.
Well, there it is. Dr. Kevin Lehman has been with us. Again, his book available at all the usual places, correct?
Oh, yes, even in airports.
Right, even in airports. And linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Internationally known psychologist, radio, TV personality, speaker, educator who has taught and entertained audiences worldwide with his wit and common sense psychology. Dr. Kevin Lehman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bill.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to...